Welcome to Hustlin' Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping women who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given gifts. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson. Are you tired of feeling less than enough just because you're single? Then you'll love my new book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. It's time to acknowledge, address, and dismantle the harmful, limited mindset many single Christian women have internalized. Take the first step to discover and embrace the plans God has in store for you. If you want to be notified when the book is released, please check out the Hustlin' Faith website. I cannot wait to share this with all my single ladies. You have everything you need to live an extraordinary life with or without Mr. Right. If you're tired of feeling overwhelmed by battles that seem to be going nowhere, then this video is for you. We'll discuss why you need to fight smart and how to prioritize the right battles to set yourself up for success. So let's dive right in. Have you ever found yourself trying to juggle multiple battles at once, only to end up feeling burnt out and making very little progress? It's a common struggle that many of us face, spreading ourselves too thin by engaging in every battle that comes our way. But here's the thing, not all battles are worth fighting, because they aren't created equal. Some are worth your time and energy, while others are just distractions. And that's why it's crucial to identify the battles that truly matter and focus on those that will move the needle forward in your life. The battles that we need to be willing to fight for are our faith, health, and justice. No one, and I mean no one, is going to be as invested in your success as you and God. People are constantly changing the goalpost. Therefore, if you're using mankind as your ruler in measuring your success, you are setting yourself up for failure. Okay? As a Christian, I know that we must win our battles in the spiritual realm first before we can see it manifest in the physical realm. And that's not going to happen without faith. Faith is the currency that gives us access to the spirit world. And if we want to experience success, we must work on increasing our faith in God. Words matter. Our faith level will never rise above the words we tell ourselves. How we speak to ourselves and the words we accept help shape our confidence in God and ourselves. It's easy to be negative. In fact, Satan makes sure that we see the negative first. 9 times out of 10, when the circumstance is negative, it's going to require much more effort from us to see past what's in front of us. In fact, that's why we have to remember that if all you see is what you see, then you're not seeing all there is to be seen. Satan has or will place traps and landmines in our lives to keep us from our destiny. When we see those obstacles, we may feel like it's impossible to overcome them. And this is why we can't always go by our feelings. Our feelings can easily be manipulated. We will always, always feel less than enough when Christ isn't in charge of our feelings. When we surrender our lives to Christ, we're allowing ourselves to be in a position to allow Christ to lead us. Despite all the chaos Satan causes, we have to be willing to fight for our faith. And we're going to need that strength in the battle for our health. Our mental and physical health affects every aspect of our lives and is essential to our daily function. This is why God tells us that our body is a temple. Our bodies are sacred because they were bought at a price by Christ sacrificing his life for us. To experience overall optimum health, we need to view this from two different perspectives. So we've got the mental health perspective, and then we have physical health. So let's tackle the mental health first. You don't need me to tell you that there are plenty of external factors that can cause you to feel anxious, depressed, or stressed. Being stuck in a toxic relationship, working for an idiot boss who's trying to stifle your growth, the rapid advancements in technology, and so much more contribute to this growing problem. The constant pressure to perform, stay connected, and adapt to changing circumstances is taking a toll on our mental well-being. You need to take control of your mind and seize your power. You won't make it in this world without faith in God and allowing Him to strengthen you. God doesn't expect you to dance when someone says dance or jump through hoop after hoop to gain someone's affection or approval. He wants us to focus on Him. And when you do this, God will bring the people and resources to aid your happiness. Focusing on our mental well-being can enhance our productivity, nurture healthier relationships, and improve our overall quality of life. Taking proactive steps to care for our mind will have a major impact on our physical health. There's been an increase in chronic diseases, and these conditions are often linked to unhealthy lifestyles, poor diet choices, lack of exercise, and high levels of stress. Seeing how many people are affected by these preventable illnesses is incredibly alarming. This does not have to be our future. In fact, making positive changes to our lifestyle, such as eating nutritious foods, staying active, and staying away from toxic people and environments, can greatly improve our health. The benefits of a healthy lifestyle are immense, including increased energy levels, better mental well-being, and a reduced risk of chronic diseases. Speaking from personal experience, I had a health scare that caused me to prioritize my health. Worry and stress engulfed my life to the point that the effects were showing up in my body. And I accepted the fact that I can't control people's actions or circumstances, but I can control my reaction to them. And so I made it my mission to reject the negativity people attempt to project onto me. I know my fight for peace and happiness is a never-ending battle. I've experienced firsthand that taking care of your health can profoundly impact your life, which will place you in a position to channel that energy to help those less fortunate. Injustice runs rampant in our society. Each one of us has a responsibility to play a role in creating a more equitable society. Whether speaking out against discrimination or advocating for policy changes, our actions matter. Often we find ourselves overwhelmed by life's challenges because we're trying to navigate difficult situations on our own. The common struggle lies in fighting battles without God's guidance and assistance. Letting God fight our battles is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of faith and humility. And we can overcome even the most daunting challenges by acknowledging our limitations and seeking His help. I get upset. Really upset when I see people purposely placing barriers in other people's lives to make it harder for them to succeed. It saddens and frustrates me to no end when you're stuck suffering the effects of people consistently creating unjust laws. This type of behavior perpetuates economic disparities and widens the gap between the haves and the have-nots, creating a hard-to-break cycle of poverty. The struggle for justice is ongoing, and it requires our unwavering commitment. We must do our part to speak up and stand up for those less fortunate. So you need to learn how to pick and choose your battles wisely, because when you hone in on a few crucial battles and give them your all, you can achieve significant progress and success. And my friends, quality will always triumph over quantity. Instead of trying to be the Jack or Jill of all trades and master of none, it's time to pick and choose your battles wisely. Prioritizing your battles is going to allow you the ability to identify what truly matters and watch how your life transforms. Please remember, success isn't about being busy. It's about being strategic and intentional with where you direct your time and energy. You can make significant progress toward your goals when you know how to fight smart and prioritize the right battles. So here's my challenge for you. Take a moment to reflect on the battles you're currently fighting. Are they worth your time and effort? Are they worth your time and effort? How can you effectively prioritize the battles on your list so you can devote your efforts towards maximizing the opportunities that God's sending your way? Once you learn how to pick and choose your battles wisely, success is inevitable. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop Starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.